Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Some ways that Perth, when they get to the really extreme heat, which is really in about mid-December, where they're well and truly over 100 Fahrenheit quite regularly, that's when the Ashes actually moves to the East Coast here. And I think there is a bit of a strategy, and that's how they set the lineup, where they start off in Perth because they know that Perth gets very hot during the December period and makes it very difficult to play cricket. But honestly, it will be hot. The English will have to get used to it. But having said that, they normally come here to Australia maybe 3 to 4 weeks beforehand to actually start acclimatizing and start getting used to the heat. So they'll probably do that again and be really ready and set for a hot Ashes start.
Jeremy, I have a surprise for us. That recording stopped halfway through, so we have to start.
Oh,
we have to start.
That's okay.
I wasn't paying attention. I don't know why.
No, that's okay.
I must have touched something here. I try not to touch anything while we're talking. I might have gestured and hit the touchpad. I don't know. I apologize.
Yes.
All right,
that's okay.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I am John Batzler in New England, where it is a beautiful summer's evening. The temperatures during the day were in the 80s, and then there was a sudden thunderstorm, cooled everything off, and now the temperatures are in the 60s and 70s overnight. Lovely. Jeremy Zakas is in Australia, Southern Hemisphere. It's cold and chilly with snow at low levels, but everyone in Australia is dreaming of the Ashes, starting in November in Perth, and especially because a batter and bowler named Joe Root, new to me, has trash-talked Australia. Jeremy, in America, in baseball, you never trash-talk the other team, especially for a big game. Not before the game, especially not in the dugout during the game, and it's doubly bad if you're talking about some amazing feat like throwing a no-hitter. You never trash talk. You don't even mention the other team. You might not even want to mention baseball. Maybe you'll mention your grip or how your ankle feels, but certainly you avoid talking about the team in the other dugout. Is that not something Australia does, or England? Because England clearly doesn't care about it.
Well, John, you'd think that would be a sage way to go. You'd think this far out from the Ashes, we're still 4 good months out from the start of it. You'd actually try not to do anything that's going to jinx you or basically put your team down. But no. Joe Root, who is a former English captain, and he was there for the previous Ashes series, where I might point out that the English actually lost to us both times as well. He's come out sledging this week, us basically saying that not only is the English going to come into Australia here, win the Ashes decisively, and basically win in a way that we will never be able to beat them. He says that he personally is going to break his Ashes century drought. And what that means is that Joe Root has been frustrated by the fact that during an Ashes test, he's been unable to actually score 100 runs. So what he's claiming is that this Ashes, he's not only going to be able to get 100 runs once, he's going to be able to do it multiple times and lead his team to victory. Now, this sounds very, very much like he's just completely jinxed his own team and that really England are now set to have an absolute devastating loss. But the reality is, John, this is the Ashes and this is what it's all about. This is the start of the psychological warfare that we call Ashes. I mean, we are months out from the Ashes, but it all starts now. So what he's trying to do, what Joe's trying to do, is get under our skins, get under the skins of the Aussies and make us think that, you know what, these Poms are going to come down here and try and basically beat us at our own game and get us so riled up that, you know what, our own team and our own nation are so angry that we actually lose the skill to beat them. So what Joe's doing is very, very clever. It is literally a form of psychological warfare, and this is why we love Ashes just so much.
I imagine all the pubs in Australia this weekend are standing around talking about this. And over in the corner where they throw darts, Joe Root's picture is in the middle of the dartboard. Jeremy, remind everybody what a pom is.
Oh, absolutely. The pom is our, I guess, our term of endearment for the English, because the poms actually is derived from the word pomegranate. And pomegranate sounds exactly like immigrant, because during the 1920s and around the 1930s and 40s, there was this scheme in England where if the English wanted to move out to Australia to help us build our population, they could do so, and they could do so for a very low amount, which was only £10. So we basically call them the 10 bob poms. And what poms is really, because it is so close to pomegranate and immigrant, it's what we now call the English, effectively to remind them that they in the past were actually immigrants and visitors to our shore. And it's really a way that we like to sort of, just say we remember our past, and really that's how we like them.
The matches, the test schedule is up, and it's going to begin in Perth in November, then go to Brisbane in Queensland, and then eventually it comes to you after touching in Melbourne, I believe. Comes to you as Sydney for the final match, which will be in January. Now, Perth, I talked to Perth these last days. Blue skies, perfect weather, no heat, no rain either, but gorgeous wintertime. In the summertime, you get roasted, I think. The temperatures go very high. So this will be a challenge for the English to go immediately to Perth. Will it be a challenge for the Australian team?
It could well be, because we have had a much cooler winter and a much wetter winter than we expected. As we get into November, which is typically very warm and dry in Perth compared to the rest of the continent, I mean, we're talking of temperatures around about 90 degrees Fahrenheit on most days. It will be a bit of a struggle. So typically what happens with our Ashes squad, especially when it's here in Australia, they actually go to the location of the first Ashes, which is Perth in this instance, a few weeks in advance, and effectively acclimatize to the really dry temperatures. Because unlike here on the East Coast, when Ashes comes here much later, when it goes to Brisbane, it comes here to Sydney, and it goes to Melbourne, there is a bit of humidity. So it's just not as dry and hot as you get in Perth, which is very different on the body, especially when you're playing cricket and you're outside for so many hours. So our team, yes, it will actually find it a little bit difficult to play in Perth, especially if we do get that really warmer summer that we could expect, even though we are going into a El Nino cycle, or a La Nina cycle. But honestly, also the Brits, they have to get used to it too. And they'll be coming out of an English summer, it's true, but there in the Northern Hemisphere, it's just not as hot, it's not as dry, and it's certainly not as ferocious as what they'll experience in Perth. And I can tell you too, John, that they will definitely be here a few weeks in advance trying to acclimatise too, because the one thing the Poms hate is really, really hot weather, and they've seen in the past that it does not do them well to not acclimatise if they can't get here in advance for an Ashes series.
My memory is the excuse they used the last time they lost in Australia, not in England, in Australia, was they didn't have enough time to drink. I think this schedule gives them a chance to hit the pubs, don't you, Jeremy? It's nice and stretched out from November to January.
It does, John. It does, John. And that's exactly right. During the COVID-era Ashes series, which was 2021 to 2022, the primary complaint that the English had, and in fact, it's what they blamed their losses in the Ashes series on, was the fact that in between games, they couldn't get out to the pub and socialise. So, I mean, there's probably something to it too, that the cricketers do love a good drink and they do love to have a bit of downtime. So fair play to them. But I can guarantee, John, this time round, because that is drawn out over the space of a couple of months, and they will have very, very nice weather here and the opportunity to have quite a bit of downtime, I think the Brits will be out there drinking on in the pubs around Australia like they should be. And it'll be fantastic to see if that does make a difference, because I'd say if they do actually win the Ashes series this time round, there may be some truth to their complaints in 2022 that going to the pub or not being able to go to the pub actually made it a devastating loss for them. So if they win by going to the pub, there's something to be said about this, the culture of sports drinking, I think.
Last detail, Jeremy, it comes to me, is predicting you're going to make several centuries in a test, is that the same as Babe Ruth pointing to where he's going to hit the home run?
Unfortunately, it may be in this case, because Joe Root, one thing we have seen since the last Ashes especially, is that he is getting better, and is especially getting better as a batter. He's much more refined now. He can get onto the ball. He's not as aggressive as he used to be, which used to cause a bit of trouble because he'd try and swing at balls and basically he'd get himself out. So I think it could be. It could be Babe Ruth pointing to the outfield and showing exactly what he's about to do. I'd hate to say that if Joe Root does get a few centuries in this Ashes test, we'd probably never hear the end of it. So who knows? I think it could be that the variables are there. Joe Root could actually pull this off.
Detail about Babe Ruth. I heard it recently. I always thought that was an instance of, say, arrogance or condescension. Turns out Babe Ruth had been visiting children in hospitals, and he'd promised the little boy that he'd hit it. I think the little boy asked him to hit a home run, and he said, "I'll hit one for you." That's what the setup was. I don't think anybody asked Joe Root to do centuries in Australia. I think that was his idea. We're going Dallas searching the Dallas family. When last we left the Dallas family, they'd returned from shivering in the tree branches to reminding Dallas and Jeremy that there's work to be done this morning. Where's our food? Well, there's a twist when we come back. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales, where it's cold. John Batchelor in New England, where it's very warm and lovely.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.